everybody. Welcome back to your absolute favorite podcast of all time, Girls Unscripted, episode 7. And that's our show.
That was
thank you so much.
That was so great. I don't know if we can top that. Yeah. This whole entire episode.
There's my energy for the episode.
I am psyched because there's a lot to get into this episode. At least for me, there was.
There was for me too. But first, how are you?
Is this Gabbity Gib?
It's the Gabbity Gib.
I'm great. How are you?
You know, I've realized we say Gabbity Gib, we say Gibbity Gab, we say Gabbity Gab. Who knows which one it really is?
And it doesn't matter either way.
It really doesn't. I'm good. let's just be transparent here. Before the show, Carolyn and I were like, all right, people love the Gabbity Gab. We're going to need to do it again. And we both stared at each other in silence because we were like, I don't know what the fuck to talk about. We really haven't done much.
I mean, I went to Color Me Mine this
weekend.
Yeah,
see, we don't want to know
that.
That's okay. I'd rather
you
lie.
It's embarrassing for me.
But for real, why did you go to Color Me Mine?
Well, it was ironically funny for my friend's birthday.
Okay. See, if you have to specify something's ironically funny, it may not be ironically funny.
It's a weird. We always do surprise or something weird with our birthday.
Oh, that's fun.
And we've done strange shit. And we used to rotate for each other and do weird things. Like one year we went to a sweat lodge. One year we did. We went to like the pirate place for Johnny's birthday.
Like medieval times-ish.
No. Yes, but for pirates on a ship, it's fantastic. This year we didn't really like have a whole lot planned. So we were like, Color Me Mine.
Did she like it?
Yes, she has an Instagram and she posts all the time, all the fucking time. And one of her shticks is that she calls her dad, wait for it, Big Daddy. And he's like,
Is that ironically?
It's yes. I would say yes.
Okay.
It's clearly not like daddy, but it is a very straight. Whenever we pitch this, it takes everyone a minute to get used to. This, what you're experiencing is very normal for this. And so she has, like, he's this character on her Instagram. And so we went in and there was a huge mug that just said, Big Daddy.
Oh, that's funny.
That's hilarious. Okay. And I have such a cool life.
No, that's fun. That's fun. What did you make?
I made a unicorn piggy bank.
Oh, no, that's sick.
Yeah.
Did you put money in it?
I'm going to.
See?
It's being glazed right now.
And that's investing. See, people say women don't know how to invest their money. Exhibit A, unicorn piggy bank. Take notes.
Interest forthcoming.
Yes. I don't really have anything cool to say. I went out on Friday night. I went out on Saturday night. And I watched the Oscars on Sunday. But I actually went to All Seasons Brewing on Friday night, which is where...
Which is on the show.
It's where Tom and Joe went. And I'll tell you one thing. Because they went here last season too. They do not serve you your food to your table at All Seasons. And it's been my biggest issue with Vanderpump this season is they ordered food and it got served to them. Mm-mm. It's counter service. You got to pick that shit up.
That's produced.
So that was for the cameras.
That was for the cameras. It was all show.
Did you watch the mid-season trailer for Vanderpump Rules?
Yes.
Okay, new question. How many times did you watch? I think I watched it 10 times.
I watched it like 3.
It's so good.
Looks really good.
I hope it's not like setting us up for like sadness though, because I thought the trailer for season 11 looked really good and it hasn't necessarily been that good yet. But if you haven't seen it, I did write down just some of the key things that are in the trailer. So we've got blonde Tom making out with a lot of women, Ariana's new boyfriend, Tom and Ariana finally interacting, Sandoval asks Schwartz to be his roommate, Schwartz suggests a one-night stand with Katie, Allie says she doesn't see children in her future with James, duh, if you listen to this podcast, you know I could have told you that, a fight between Sandoval and Jax, then they finally start breaking the fourth wall, Ariana is fighting with producers about filming with Tom, and Sheena asks Sandoval, what do I mean to you? Is this because of filming or is this because of life? It's a lot of shit.
I know. The quantity of shit that you just listed makes me think that it should be a decent next half of the season.
Or did we just see everything?
Or did we see the entire next half of the season?
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows?
Within 1 minute.
And then did you see the Valley trailer?
Oh, sure did. And it is better than the last one. I'll say that.
I am now excited to watch the Valley. I am now a Valley stan.
I am excited.
Every negative thing I said in the past, I don't know her.
I'm not as like severe as that opinion, but I am more excited than I was.
Yeah, I know. That was a bit much. So in the Valley trailer, I wrote down, if you haven't seen it yet, I wrote down woof. basically Jax will always be Jax. In the trailer, we see him treat Brittany like shit, him fielding cheating rumors, constantly complaining about being married and having to raise a family. Then we see Kristen Doty, who is just as messy as we left her. Thank God. She's starting so much drama. She literally says at the end of the trailer, "I didn't sign up for this all over again. Just to go through it again. I'd rather be on Vanderpump Rules." And you know, a certain point, if you are dealing with the same shit you dealt with on Vanderpump Rules with a completely different group of friends, maybe you're the problem, Kristen. There does seem to be one common denominator here, Kristen.
She is a common thread among everything. But I am excited. I also do fully support your theory that this is where everyone's going to go. This is where Shayna's going to go. This is where I think everyone's just going to migrate. And then I think Vanderpump might be done. That's
so
my theory.
I'm changing my theory a bit.
Okay.
So I still think that Vanderpump Rules is going to end season 11. Mm-hmm. And I think that Shayna and the Toms are going to go to the Valley. I don't know that I think Lala's going to go to the Valley. Because in this episode, and we'll get to it, she talks about rebranding, give them Lala. And in the after show where we meet the whole cast of the Valley, if you didn't watch the after show this week,
bananas.
It was basically all about the Valley. They talk about how they knew everyone in the group, and they really only mention how they know Shayna, Tom Schwartz, and Tom Sandoval. So I don't know that I think Lala will be on the show.
That doesn't matter for TV producers. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
you
I guess
could
that's true.
Throw Lala into a kindergarten class, and she would slap.
See, I think
she would make it fun or dramatic.
It
one
took
or the
a
other.
While for that one to hit. That was a good one. That was a good one.
She would be excellent. And they want that. They yeah. know that she's good TV. Do you see her in the scene with the astrology reading today? Need I say more?
Ugh, girl, well.
So good.
We gonna get to
we
that.
We gonna get there.
I will say before we get into it, I've noticed the internet is really torn between hating Ariana and loving Ariana.
It's a lot.
And my mom is like super into like the reality TV Facebook groups because that is just like a mom thing
oh my God,
to be into.
Shout out.
So she
yes.
keeps inviting me to them and I'm looking at what's in it. They fucking hate Ariana. And I'm wondering if it's because it's like mostly older women.
This is fascinating because what I'm seeing on my feed is everyone hates Shayna and Lala.
TikTok is team Ariana yeah. for sure. I actually wrote down, it seems that TikTok and Reddit are team Ariana. Facebook hates Ariana. And I think Twitter is kind of split.
So older people hate her. That's so weird.
I don't think older people know how to handle a strong, independent woman. They want you to
be. They were born in a different time.
They want you to be a nice little housewife.
They were born in a different time. I can't believe she's taking off the Lala.
Okay, so we'll just talk about that now. What do you think?
Like, I didn't understand what she was saying. Yeah, I thought it sounded like it was a legal thing almost, but she was trying to sell it as a brand thing.
I don't know why she needs. Yeah, it must be that because why would she get rid of everything? Is give them Lala. What is it going to be called now? Lauren from Utah? Like she didn't say what she was going to rename it.
Give them Lauren.
Give them Lauren. Or gave them Lala, in parentheses, they didn't want it. Had to give them something else.
Does she have, what is she selling right now? I was surprised she had an office.
She's had that office. She's
That's
got a
not
podcast.
Cheap. She does have her
she's
podcast.
She's got the Send Them to Daryl merch.
Which is just slightly, it's slightly more successful than ours.
Just a little bit.
Just tiny
just
bit.
Just a little bit.
But we're in the same realm.
All right, let's get into the show,
let's
shall we?
Let's start from the top.
The
Sorry,
real reason
let's,
you guys
let's roll
are here.
It back.
So this episode is called Written in the Stars. We start off with Tom arriving back home from Tahoe. And I know you have something to say about this because you love Anne.
This is what I said. I would have had a blast with Anne at the Barbie premiere. We'd be giving thumbs up all over the place. Go, Anne, go.
Yes. You know what? Took the words right out of my mouth. I wrote, Anne's back. That's it. Exclamation point. I did also say I think Anne is the best actress because she really is pretending like she cares.
Well, and she's pretending like she didn't think that he would find her in her Barbie outfit.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Oh, I'm in your house.
I'm in your house with the film crew. Ah!
I was mic'd up 10 minutes ago. This is crazy.
This is so nuts.
He won't shut the fuck up about that airport story, too. It was the first thing he said. They said hi to me in the airport, and
it makes me think that Lisa was like, use that. I'm scared to use accents.
Oh, why are you scared of your accent,
I was mildly called out online for my accent work, and I just want to apologize to everyone if I've offended you and how bad they are.
So, you know, I read that comment that comments on one of our YouTube videos, and it said, like, I love you guys, but I can't stand the accent. So it was still nice. It was a nice comment. And I forgot that you do Brock accents and Lisa accents. I thought they meant they couldn't stand, like, our accents.
Oh, that'd be devastating.
And I literally was thinking, like, all right, Carolyn's from Nashville, but she doesn't really have like a Southern accent. And I've kind of left my Philly accent in the past, at least I thought. So now I'm remembering it was the actual accents.
I think it was the Brock one that probably put it over the top. I thought so too. Maybe it's the Allie one.
No, that one's the best one.
Sheena's is bad. I don't know how to do Sheena yet because I just make her whiny and that's annoying. I agree with that.
That was all. See, I think they're all good, but you know what? What can you do? Can't please everybody. We go into the next scene after that is Sheena.
I have a joke. I loved his, and I'm going to blow this. I loved his optimism. He was still so emphatic about like the airport stuff. And he mentioned specifically that he's going to go journal. I just am proud of him for his new skill. He should put it on. I'm not going
to
finish it.
Please,
it's so
please.
Bad.
No, you have to.
I was going
to
say he should put it on LinkedIn.
My God, that was good.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
That was good. Oh my God, that was good. You came up with that?
All on my own with some help from ChatGPT.
I say, there you go. There's the ending of the joke. There you go. You really tied it up nicely. Now we have Sheena going to Lisa's house. Well, Lisa says, how was Tahoe? And Sheena says, I. It was fun. That was how she explained Tahoe. I. Why would Ariana want, when she's bitching to Lisa about like, you know, I tried to talk to Ariana. Why would Ariana want to hear about Sheena's reconciliation with Sandoval?
Of course she wouldn't.
You want to be friends with my ex who cheated on me with my friend on national television? Go for it. That's your choice. But, like, I'm just not going to fuck with you anymore. Like, it's not that hard to understand, Sheena.
Yeah.
It's crazy that she's just
it's
not
called
getting
a boundary.
Yes.
And I feel like Ariana's just done a good job of sticking to the boundary.
Yes. I have so much to say.
Yeah,
well,
me too.
I have a lot more when she's with Lala, but.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And then Sheena says, basically accuses Ariana of stealing Dancing with the Stars from her.
Which is hilarious. Do you know, did you know that Lisa Vanderpump was on Dancing with the Stars?
I do because I got to that part of Real Housewives Beverly Hills, but she like fake fainted and then quit.
It was so long. Do you know what year it was?
I'm gonna guess like 2014.
It was 2013. I looked it up. Do you know what I was doing in 2013?
Tell me.
Getting fired from the cafe right next to Dancing with the Stars. So wait, I don't know what it means. Fratelli's?
Is it still there? I think
yes.
We used to order lunch there when I worked on
it's great.
A TV show.
Great food.
I do agree, though, that Sheena can be happy for Ariana and sad for herself at the same time. But then she adds in that slight about, like, Ariana being her backup dancer accompanied by that smirk. Like, that was just some mean girl shit.
And delusional.
Yeah. Her actions are speaking louder than her fucking words. She says she's Team Ariana till she dies. She's not.
Also, I loved out of everything that she could have used to, like, describe how much she was crying, she said her eyelashes were dry.
Dude, and remember the flashback last episode where it was showing how good of friends her and Tom were?
Yeah.
And it starts with her just looking at Tom from, like, fucking 2013 being like, I can't cry. My eyelashes are mink. What's up with her in the fucking eyelashes?
Sheena. But I will say here, I do agree with the point Lisa's making when she says, then change it. Do you remember when
what
she?
What do you mean?
Okay,
yeah,
so when Sheena is saying, that's just, okay, Lisa says, so are you just going to be friends with someone that you fully support and you can't feel like you can speak your mind and blah, blah, blah? And Sheena says, well, that's the story of my life. And Lisa goes, then change it.
Yes, yes.
If I miss therapy 1 week, I'm just going to watch that scene on repeat because that's very applicable to literally everything.
You're right. I did also have a note about that. I said, I agree with Lisa for saying to Sheena, like, just say what you're thinking.
Yes.
And I mentioned this in a previous Girls Unscripted episode that she just needs to be honest with herself and everyone around her. If you want to be friends with Sandoval, just say that.
Mm-hmm.
People will respect you more for looking at Ariana straight in the eye and saying, I'm sorry, Ariana, but I want to be friends with Sandoval.
And Lisa called that out too. She's like, she's so pushed and pulled and she's always feels like she's in the middle. And I think that's what makes her feel inauthentic sometimes, because she's just like, I can explain this and I can explain that because this is my friend, this is my friend, everything is my friend, but it's all about me. Yeah. And it can just spiral out of control.
Yeah. 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 She tries to play the middle too much. Just, I don't know.
Have a stance. I also
just want to say, you don't go on Dancing with the Stars because you've been training for it, because you want it. You go on Dancing with the Stars because you're relevant, and Sheena was very relevant at that moment.
There's got to be more to that story.
I do think that she has a weird connection with Dancing with the Stars, though, because she used to go and watch Charli D'Amelio
I know.
Please tell me.
She got kicked out of the Dancing with the Stars studio because she brought in a weed pen.
Yeah.
And I think she's like not allowed back.
She is now allowed back.
She's now allowed back. Okay.
But I did hear that too. This girl's all over the place.
Love it. Love it.
Ariana and Lala go for a little coffee walk. Mm-hmm. I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Should Ariana have been expected to stand up for Sheena more in regards for that group photo?
I plead the fifth. Look, I can see the argument. This is where I'm scared. This is where I think the internet goes both ways very viciously. So I'm like scared. I'm being Sheena right now. I'm scared to like go one way or the other. I see where Lala's coming for that. It's not hard for Ariana to make a post. I also see where Ariana's coming from, that anything she posted at that moment was going to be controversial front page news, and she just leaves it alone. And then Ariana does post an apology or like on behalf of Sheena.
Well, because she was asked to, but she is she supposed to like stick up for them every single rumor that there is ever like in theory?
I was trying to think about like if my friends did that, like I don't know if like you did that, if you were getting a bunch of heat for something for a picture, I think I would post something. Like I would feel really bad.
I did see Lala's point of like she caught a restraining order for you.
Yeah, but I'm also like a pushover. I would feel bad.
I'm kind of leaning towards yes, she should have said something, but then you do open up this can of worms of like, is she gonna have to stick up for her every single time? And actually in the after show, Katie called Sheena a buffoon in relation to this scene. She says it's called there are consequences for your actions and nobody has to jump to your defense because you can continuously act like a buffoon. And Katie was saying that for Sheena being in this photo with Tom, and Katie was like, you can easily not be in the photo. Yeah. You can easily move.
Yeah.
But you keep acting this way and expect people to constantly be on your side.
Yeah. And I think that's interesting when Ariana says later, it's not about forgiveness. Like she totally wants Sheena, if that's her journey, to forgive Tom, that's great. But there is a difference between hanging out with him continuously. And it sounds like even behind the scenes, she was starting to do that more. Like BravoCon, she was in his hotel room or whatever.
Life is Beautiful Festival. Yeah. So Sheena, like her actions are speaking louder than her words. That's what I'm saying. Like I did say Lala is the exact type of friend that Sheena needs, because she is always riding for even when she's so fucking wrong and irrational. And they can just like ride irrationally into the sunset together.
I think it's really nice that they stand up for each other. They've never had someone standing up for either of
exactly.
them.
Exactly. I don't agree with a lot, but I am happy that they're friends. Then Lala says to Ariana, you can't shut down like this. And I'm like, yes, she can. Don't tell her how she can and can't react.
Interesting.
See, we're different.
Okay, we're different here.
I think she can tell Ariana how she can and can't react to this situation that happened to Ariana. And then Lala saying, well, Sheena lost a best friend over this. And Ariana's like, so did I. I lost two friends, actually. I just don't understand how Ariana could stay friends with Sheena after watching all of this. Now it's turning into a competition of who is more affected. Is it Sheena or Ariana? And it's like, I don't know. I just feel like let Ariana handle this how she wants to handle it.
Oh, see, I think she said, okay, sorry, when she was her shutdown moment. And for me, I don't disagree with the logic behind what she's saying. I did in that moment think like, oh, that wasn't the most mature way to handle that. But it does sound like someone who's
Ariana
keeping a boundary.
Immature. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess if I were Ariana, I wouldn't want to fucking talk about my ex-boyfriend every single day. But you also signed up to be on this reality show, and that's what you're going to have to do.
That's the hot topic right now.
I did see someone on Twitter said, and they put it into words really nicely, that Ariana isn't telling people what to do. She's telling people what she's
gonna
going
do.
To do. Exactly.
Again, therapy. This girl's a great therapist. And the accountability is only for what she can do. That's all she can control.
She's not saying to Sheena, do not be friends with Tom Sandoval. She's saying to Sheena, I'm not going to associate with people that are friends with Tom Sandoval.
Mm-hmm.
That's that.
and not about forgiveness, but just being friends with them. And that's what Sheena's fighting for at this moment. Look, at the end of the day, Ariana is not the one to go to for the sympathy train. And I think she's spot on about Tom's motives, about getting Sheena to fold so that he can get back into the group, yes, and then ice the her people. Out.
Yep.
I think that's totally the long game for him as well. And so she's drawing her boundaries. Good for her.
Yep. Rooftop brunch. You know, when I fucking saw Christina Kelly walk back, I was wondering where that bitch went, because they introduced her back last season and then we lost her. And I liked her last season. I feel like she was telling it like it is. She was giving Raquel shit and just being real. And I was just happy to see her. Christina Kelly does ask Sheena, do you think Tom is more so mourning the friendship than his relationship with Ariana? And Sheena's like, yeah, I do.
Which is crazy.
What kind of answer was that?
That is the craziest thing I think she's ever said on this show.
He's mourning his friendship
with
me,
Sheena,
more than his 10-year relationship.
With Ari? What?
Well, you know, there's a theory online.
Oh, God.
And I don't believe
which
it.
Which Facebook group?
This is a TikTok one.
Okay.
That Sheena and Sandoval have been having an affair for years. I don't believe it. But they were like, she has a lightning bolt tattoo right here. And that would make sense that she's so hurt by this. Look, if having a lightning bolt tattoo means that you're having an affair with Tom Sandoval.
Oh, God.
Well, then
oh God.
I hate to break it to you.
Boom. Mic drop.
I guess I am too. You hear that, internet?
If you're listening, Kate just revealed a stunning lightning bolt tattoo on your ankle?
My left ankle. I was so drunk.
Yeah, she was.
And my friend was like, I want to get a tattoo. And I was like, let's fucking go. So we go to this tattoo parlor. Here's some gabbity gab. This was 2 years ago. We go to this tattoo parlor on Hollywood Boulevard. Doesn't even exist anymore. It's called Hollywood Tattoo Studio. We walk in and we go, how cheap are your tattoos? And he goes, $30 to $50. We go, sold. So my friend gets a tattoo.
Kate.
And there was maybe 8 of us in there. And only one person wanted the tattoo. Every single one of us left with a tattoo. We went to the CVS next door. We bought alcohol. We brought it in. This is probably why this place is closed. We brought it into the tattoo studio. I have a video of me drinking a White Claw while getting a tattoo. And you're not supposed to be drinking.
That is epic.
And I'm like not a tattoo gal. Haven't gotten one since. Never got one before, but I got a lightning bolt tattoo.
All 8 of you did?
Yeah.
You probably kept the lights on for weeks.
Yeah, we are the reason. They were going to close that weekend. And they were able to stay open a little bit more from the $120 they got from all of us. It was the cheapest tattoo. But little did I know the significance a lightning bolt would have in my life.
That I don't believe that for 1 second. Sheena's not that good of an actress. No offense, Sheena.
Yeah, that's true. We would know.
We would absolutely know.
She would tell us. She'd be like, well, Raquel's getting all this attention. I had an affair with Sandoval too.
She wouldn't be crying this much. Or was she? Is that
the argument?
Well,
that's the argument.
Okay.
Then I just wrote, they're really setting up the valley for us this episode with the Brittany and Jax flashbacks, talking about how Jax is a cheater and Katie says he's running all around town, left and right, whatever.
I didn't know those were rumors floating.
I didn't either. And then they talk more about it in the after show.
And then in the after show, they talk about it. In the trailer, they talk about it.
They talk about one specific Jax cheating time in the after show in Atlantic City.
But I feel like Brittany backed that one up pretty well.
That he had a wife, or she had a wife. She had a husband. Am I okay?
Oh, that's true. That was her.
Oh, I forgot I did a Britney accent last time. Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. She said, well, she's actually the girl that hires Jax. And oh yeah, this is bad, but I'm going to keep going. And we saw her Instagram and she has a husband. Like as if that's going to fucking change anything.
You're right. But I stand corrected.
Who's to say?
It's not like she was ever warned about Jax. Ever in her life.
It's not like she ever literally caught Jax cheating on her in front of a 95-year-old alien woman.
It's the best detail about that story.
My next note is big.
Are we still on the rooftop?
Yes, it's still on the rooftop.
Okay.
My next note is, I am officially denouncing my role as a Sheena apologist. It took up to this scene for me to denounce my role as a Sheena apologist. And what got me there was when she said, Ariana has had time to grieve and now she's making $1 million. Like as if it's Sheena's turn now. Also, let's not forget, it has been months, a mere month. Imagine if my partner of 10 years cheated on me with my friend on TV and then I got a raise at my job or I got a promotion at my job. Is that promotion supposed to like, okay, well, she's fine now. She got a promotion at work, so she's had time to grieve. She's fine.
Also, I think there's some study that shows that relationships, this wouldn't be true for this because there's just no way, that relationships take about half the time that they were.
I have heard that.
That they were like, so, but I don't think it would take Ariana 5 years, but maybe 5 years to fully process
maybe,
it.
Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe.
It's going to be traumatizing for a while.
Yeah.
But 5 months, it just happened.
It just
And I know she has a new boyfriend now, but that was 6 weeks later.
Yeah.
I'm sure that carried some trauma with it as well.
I just hate that they're using like the fact that she got work opportunities coming her way as like, well, she's over it now because she did a Duracell commercial. That doesn't make any sense.
She did a trash bag commercial, so she's doing fine.
You know what I did love about The Rooftop, though? I loved that Katie was bringing up all the things that Tom Sandoval did, mm-hmm. like while she was with Tom Schwartz before Sandoval, just to remind everyone that he actually always kind of sucked. Not only did he actively turn everyone against her, he also tried to turn her own husband against her, and he did interfere with her marriage. He's been fucking gaslighting and slandering Katie for years, but guess what? That's not going to get through Sheena's head. Sheena doesn't care. Sheena doesn't care because Sheena, again, I'm not an apologist anymore, so I'm going to say this. She's not a good friend. She's not a good friend.
I wrote at the top of my notes, woof, this was a rough scene for Sheena.
Yeah. Yeah.
Girl. And we were on her side, too. We were riding.
We've been riding. We rode as far as we could go.
We rode the gases.
The horse
gas tank is empty.
The horse bucked us off and ran away. Now we're just stuck in the middle of the desert.
Now we're just stuck on a rooftop at Rose Place.
Is that what it was, Melrose Place?
Know. No, it wasn't. It said Rose Place, but I didn't know where it was. I was going to ask you if you knew where that was.
Our friend said, Chrissy said she thought it was at Melrose Place, which is like this new place on Melrose Place.
Oh, well, that probably is what it is. Maybe I just saw the last bit of it.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Okay.
Look cute. I'd like to go.
It's so funny. I said the exact same thing. I've turned into somewhat of a Sheena apologist, but the fact that Sheena thinks he's more upset about losing her as a friend is indefensible. I wrote like a paragraph
That's
about
wild,
this.
Though, that this scene is also what made you
this
stop being a
turned,
Sheena apologist.
If I were her attorney, I think I would have to resign.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a shot here.
Yeah.
That was really bad. Also, I loved that Sheena had the bartender back in 2006,
and of course she like knew the year and everything.
Knew the year. Do you know how old she was then? I did the math.
Tell me.
20.
Okay, well, we've all had sex at 20 years old.
I know, but that she like recognized a bartender from like when she was 20. I don't know. She's
would
like
you,
40.
Would you?
I don't think so.
You wouldn't
rec. I mean, I guess we don't know the full details.
But if it was someone you, I guess, slept with, you probably wouldn't. If it was only one time, you would not.
If it was like one time thing? I don't know. When I was 20? No, you're right. I probably wouldn't.
Well, I don't know.
No, you're right.
I don't know your sexual history, so I'm not judging. I'm just asking.
Mom, Dad, turn this off. All girls have lists on their phone. So yeah, I would know. You don't?
No, but.
But you've been in long.
I could probably remember them all.
This is the Gabbity Gib.
I try to play it cool like I'm this big slut. But guess what? I could remember every man I had sex with.
Tables are turned. I go to color me mine, but I get laid. So take
that. So you can't judge a book by its cover. Can't judge a book by its unicorn piggy bank.
I've been married for a year and a half now. Okay.
All right. So we are at Tom Tom, a.k.a. Pump now. This scene was hard for me to watch because I did. Did you listen to the most recent Rachel Goes Rogue episode?
Yes.
So, okay. So we both listened to it where you do hear Rachel's side of the story, whether you choose to believe it or not. It is interesting to hear both sides of the story. What she said to Lisa was just so different than how it was approached in this scene. So basically in this scene, Rachel says to Tom, you know, I spoke to Rachel at length. She's not very happy with you, blah, blah, blah. What actually happened was, is Rachel, according to Rachel, she called Lisa to talk about Graham. She had found out that James had Graham and she wanted to talk about Graham. Lisa totally dismissed everything she said about Graham, only wanted to talk about Tom. Apparently, Raquel was saying, you know, Tom has said to me, lying is a way of life. I don't want to be on the show with him. He's a liar. And Lisa just kept saying, why don't you come on the show and say that? Why don't you come on the show and say that? And Raquel's like, I'm not going on the show. So the way that Lisa is regurgitating this conversation, it seems like she's taking, you know, a 2-minute long snippet from a 30-minute long conversation of Rachel trying to talk about
Oh,
Graham.
Totally. But everything she said did corroborate what Rachel said happened.
It did.
It just was a tiny, tiny little sample.
You know what didn't corroborate something that Rachel said, though? Tom claims he had told Rachel, you know, the longer you stay in the facility, the harder it's going to be to get out. But according to Rachel, he sent her a letter saying that she was being incredibly selfish, that she's running away from her problems by being there. And when she responded and said, I don't think I'm safe to myself if I leave, hinting at self-harm, he basically was like, I don't care, you need to get out.
Out of everything, and I wrote this down, out of everything he's done, I think that's the most abominable. I think that is, he should be ashamed of himself.
Trying to get her out of
To get her out of a mental health facility when she's trying to better herself and get through something that's really tough. Yeah, they both deserve to go through the trouble of grieving what they're going through. But for him to call someone else selfish, or even at the very least, even suggest, if she says, I think I need more time, and he even suggests, no, you don't.
Right, because he knows.
That's horrible.
But Carolyn, he loves her. That's actually, I wrote down a question I wanted to ask you. Do you think he ever actually loved her?
No.
It's weird. It's weird. Like, this isn't real.
I think in his mind, he's just, I think he's just in this, like, fantasy land of the show. And he's like, for the show, it makes sense if I love her. So, like, I love her.
It's going to make me look like a good guy.
Yeah. Like, it was all for love. It was all in the name of love.
You know what also made me look like a good guy? Ice cream.
I was going to say sleeveless.
Ice cream, no sleeves, Diet Coke.
Salt and strong.
He loved presenting that ice cream. He's like, can I get a couple of spoons? Got us ice cream.
It's, he like, always brings things. They talk about this in the after show.
Him,
they bring Tom
gifts.
The running shoes. Yeah.
He gave Tom running shoes, James glasses. He fucking paid Sheena thousands of dollars.
Gave Lala's kid.
Gave Lala kid. Yeah, he's a gift giver. There's a reason for that. Well, and also in the after show, they talk about how he gave James the sunglasses this episode, and mm-hmm. James said he immediately lost them that night. So. I liked that.
And someone has them somewhere. I thought that was so funny.
Yeah. Brock, he was like, he goes, if you have the sunglasses, bring them to see you next Tuesday. You have free admission and I'll sign them for you.
Oh, I love him. I also loved at that moment when they were talking about, they were girl sunglasses, which Tom has a thing for, like, wearing girls' apparel, which is fine. What's funny is that James is like, yeah, well, and Brock said something about how they look good. And then did you see Brock's shoes?
Oh, yeah, with the heels.
They were heels.
Okay, Brock has worn heels in the past. This is crazy, but I don't hate it. I think if women can wear heels, let the man wear heels. If he's short, let him wear heels.
With the hair, I wouldn't have gone with the heels if it were still
long. With the short hair.
Short hair, I'll let him rock the heels.
I don't mind the heels. I don't mind
the
heels.
Yeah, he looks attractive.
I like a man that takes fashion risks.
Yeah.
If Harry Styles wore heels, no one would fucking say anything.
He probably does.
He probably does.
So on Rachel Goes Rogue, Rachel does say that Tom said to her, and this was corroborated by Lisa, as we mentioned, life is lying, or something to that effect.
Well, Lisa said life is lying, and Tom was like, I never said that. And but what Rachel said is, he said lying is a way of life.
Lying is a way of life. Yeah. That's what it is. And he was like, I never said that. But I also thought it was another great mic drop from Lisa when she said, she's blocked you. Well, then it's over.
Yeah.
Then move the fuck on.
Yeah, she blocked you, then it's over.
She goes,
that's,
I think,
official.
It's really time to move on.
Yeah. Her moving to Arizona, going to a mental health facility, and completely ghosting Sandoval wasn't enough, but she blocked him. So
yep.
That's it.
Done. It. She's not coming back to the show. No way.
We already kind of talked about this a little bit, but we then go to Lala's office. She's giving up Give Them Lala. I said I think the rebrand is Lala, just knowing that Vanderpump isn't lasting and she needs a backup.
It sounded legal to me. The way Lisa said, so you have to drop Lala.
When she says, I don't want to say, like, I'm dissolving. I want to say I'm rebranding,
yeah,
or something like that.
I feel like there's more to the story.
Yeah. See, you are good at, like, reading in between the lines, like how last week you were like, they're not saying this because of XYZ, they're saying this because it's their jobs.
Well, and I think that comes into the last scene that we'll get to a lot.
But like with this, you're saying they're not saying it's because of XYZ, it's a legal thing. Like I you see things a bit differently than me, and I always like to learn what you're gonna say. I do. I would like to hear your thoughts on Lala's new baby situation.
Good for her. If that's what she wants to do, I think, and you mentioned this last week, that it is a little odd about how obsessed she is about, she wants a child that she doesn't have to share.
Yeah.
Like, it's very possessive. I still maintain that I think it's, like, sweet in a very demented way that she loves Ocean so much that she wants more that are like just hers, that right. she's not at risk of ever having to right. lose time. I think it's progressive. I think it's good. She's going to show that kid so much love. She's it a good mom. It is progressive.
Yeah, it's a good, like, hopefully people will now see like it's yeah. something you can do. I actually spoke to a friend about this because I am not a mom. You are not a mom. Mm-mm. She is a mom. I spoke to my friend Emily about this, and her perspective was really interesting because I do think it was one that both you or I couldn't have. And I'm just going to read to you what she said to me. She said, "I do feel the trauma behind it 1,000%, but I also know how healing being a mom can be. And I think Lala's craving that. It does feel like it's coming from a place of healing trauma. Personally, when I became a mom, I feel like I fully healed from any trauma I ever had. Mm. After all the postpartum, it's really hard to be negative or sad because you just look at your kid and it's pure happiness."
Wow.
To which I responded, "I also think when you're rich, bringing a kid to the world is pretty easy." It's pretty easy to bring a kid in the world when you're rich. But I think that my friend is actually spot on. It's like that kid changed her life in such a positive way, and I think mm-hmm. that she wants another one to
and
do
she
that.
Wants the relationship like she had with her brother to be close in age. I totally get that.
She does. Ocean does have siblings though,
and it's different. I hate to say this, Ocean does have many
she
siblings.
Has siblings.
That's very true. That's a very, very good point. Actually, there is a different culture in celebrity culture about having children. Like
it's no big fucking deal.
It's like it's on your own terms, however you want it. Like it's very rarely in the like quote traditional way that we're used to of like getting married and then having kids. Yeah. Like it's very common for celebrity culture to have kids, kind of choose your baby daddy and just know that that's going to be your baby daddy forever. Right. And then have other different partners throughout your life. So I feel like it makes a little more sense for Lala to do it. If she were in like back in Kentucky, I don't think it would be as welcomed or embraced. I say that Kentucky's great, but you know.
Oh, great. Now the Kentucky.
I know now I've lost gonna... Kentucky. Fuck God. It.
We've lost Kentucky.
It's so hard. Oh, in the South. I'm from the South. I love the South. But so if she's in the right place to do it.
No, I feel that. Then we go to Sir, and Joe's a bit goofy.
Oh my God.
I'm trying not to say anything negative because women supporting women, but she's a bit goofy.
Okay, you know how I made you give words about me recently of like, I'm doing this like coaching thing and I had people tell me what like the first things they thought about me were.
Yeah.
Those are like your essences or like things that are just your essence. And then you can like overdo them and underdo them. Like for example, one of mine was like energetic and overdoing is anxiety and underdoing is like pit of despair.
Oh.
I think for Joe, her essence is quirky and she's just overexposed right
fair,
now.
Fair.
I think she's overexposing because she is obsessed with Tom and thinks that that's what he likes and that she can be quirky and weird and he's gonna go for her.
Yeah.
Crazy theory. I only saw her for like 5 minutes total of this episode, but I got a big impression.
I always like hearing Allie's take on everyone because she's still so normal and almost like an outsider looking in. And when she said, "Didn't Joe move in with Schwartz right after he got divorced?" Tell him. Mm-hmm. And then when Tom gave James the sunglasses, Allie goes, "He gave Rachel sunglasses last year too. Tell him again." Like she does not, she's just, it's very aware of everything that's happening. And she doesn't like Tom Sandoval. And it was so weird to see, were you going to say she needs a picture on that
thing? I was like, fuck.
I saw you looking back
there. I was
like,
does she have one? I couldn't remember. And I was like, she doesn't.
No, not yet,
I really think she's earned one this season. And she's great. I love
her. You keep suggesting people for the photo wall, but that means that we got to go to Kinko's and it's a whole thing.
I'll take it. I'll handle it.
I got to get more of the little stands.
Well, it might be. What if we just like scotch tape it?
Just like have her hat. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know,
we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. It's just so funny. It was really weird to see James and Allie hang out with Joe Schwartz and Sandoval, and to me I'm like, that's how you know this bitch wants to be on a reality show, because she doesn't like anybody there, including James.
You went back on that a little bit. I thought you thought
know,
like
no.
She likes him now.
I don't know, but she doesn't want to have his babies. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that
now she can put up with James.
She can.
Yeah. And then I just said Joe just needs to chill the fuck out with her excitement over Tom Sandoval when she was like, Sandoval's here, he's coming over. Read the room.
And apparently she is that quirky.
So then we go right into Tom and Joe at All Seasons, which is a brewery out in LA. And I did say I do think that Joe and Tom are a bit more compatible than Tom and Katie, even though I've only seen them for like 2 fucking seconds. But in this stage of life, because they're both really like immature for their age.
Completely.
Their whole conversation, meep, 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 meep,
meep, meep, meep, meep.
Like, what the fuck? Imagine doing that on a date with a man and him liking it.
I think they'd be compatible life partners, actually.
I kind of do, too. I kind of do, too.
I don't know what that says. But, I mean, the first thing she said was, let's get a shot. I was like,
Get a shot and a beer. Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes I do wonder if that's just, like, the cool girl thing. Like, yeah, I wear hats to the bar and I order shots of beer.
Again, cool to look girl. Cool because she's obsessed with Tom.
Yeah, she is obsessed with Tom. And then that brings us to the talking head interview where Carolyn, I wish you could have seen me. I leapt out of my chair. I literally, this is what I did. I went, talking head. She got a talking head. She got a talking head.
Shut up. Okay, I wrote, oh my God, look at this. I capital S-C-R-E-A-M-E-D. I screamed when they gave Joe a talking head.
I cannot believe they did that. Talking head.
I cannot believe they did that. And it made me think, like,
threw me for a loop.
I was like, is this something to do with the valet? I was like trying to think about why they would do that, but they got some good quotes out of it. So
I think it won't be the first time we see a talking head from Joe.
That won't be the last time. Yeah.
It won't be the last time. Yeah. It was the first time.
Then that's so funny.
We end the episode with boys' dinner / astrology reading. I don't really have much to say about boys' dinner in general other than, let's talk about the outfits. Barack is in ruffles. Tom is in a white tuxedo. And Schwartz looks like a fucking salesman in his plaid suit. James looked good.
I thought it was fun. I love a good theme. Can I say one more thing about Fogo de Chao? Oh, was it Fogo de Chao or what was it?
People keep thinking it was Fogo de Chao. It was the same kind of vibe. But it was like, I think it was just some
like a carbon copy of Fogo de Chao.
Yeah. With the brightest lights I've ever seen in a restaurant.
Where you could see every pixel on that screen. When Tom says he hasn't dated in 15 years, I'm like, dude, you've dated for 15 years. You just were also in a relationship for 15
you
years.
You haven't dated, but you've cheated.
Yeah, you've essentially still dated.
You dated Ariana while you were dating Kristen. You dated Raquel while you were dating Ariana.
And who knows who else? Miami girl, Miami I don't know if that's girl. A date, but you know what I mean. Anyway.
Yeah, and then I thought it was interesting when Sandoval said he doesn't want to talk about Raquel in front of James. And I'm like, dude, you basically fucked Raquel in front of James. So what's the difference?
The whole thing with James, and I mean, this is what prompts the fight at the astrology reading, is just so crazy. And I think this has a little bit of underlyingness to it, because I do think James knows if he hangs out with Sandoval in these scenes, he has more airtime.
No one in their right mind would be hanging out with Tom Sandoval.
With someone who fucked their ex fiance.
Yes.
Like that just would not happen.
But you could tell when he was like asking about what Raquel said, like he just wanted the tea.
He wanted the tea, but he seemed fine with it. And even
he does kind of feel like he doesn't care.
At Sir, he mentioned the Big Brother comment too. And it was like, what? Did you catch that?
Yeah, he said like he was like a Big Brother to me or something.
To Tom, he was saying, oh, Tom always gives me like Big Brother gifts, man. Thank you.
Oh,
like,
right.
A bonding moment between them. And I was like, what is going on?
It's almost like he's trying to make their friendship make more sense.
Yeah.
And so people like don't give him shit.
Oh, that's a good point. That's probably what it is.
All right. I would like to get into the astrology reading. And I started with, because we basically see that finally a little bit of backstory about Allie. We go into the astrology reading. We see the little clip of Allie and her little country music career.
I don't think she should give up on her dreams, but I will absolutely take an astrology reading from her any day.
She gave up on her dreams to be an astrology person / date James Kennedy so then she could revamp her dreams
exactly
as the country singer.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the DirecTV Oscar party. I saw.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And I don't think James was with her.
Uh-huh.
I really have nothing to say about this because I've given up on this fucking woman, but Sheena said, story of my life, putting everyone before me. That's all I have to say about that.
That's all you have to say about the astrology reading?
No. That's all I have to say about Sheena.
Oh,
I got a lot more to say about the astrology reading. But Sheena has this whole thing of like, you know, I always put people before me, blah, blah, blah. It's like, shut the fuck up. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm just exhausted. Can you hear the exhaust in my voice from just standing up for her?
Mm-hmm. My panty liner is exhausted. That was a Real Housewives of Dallas reference.
Oh,
wow. She goes, I'm exhausted. My head's exhausted. My panty liner is exhausted.
Do you watch every Real Housewives?
There are a couple that I haven't watched that I'm getting a gum graft and I'm actually wait to binge.
Did you watch the new New York?
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't watched New York, but I watched the newest one.
You
I love
gotta
it.
Gotta start at the beginning.
I, you know what? The thing about Real Housewives for me is when everyone says, you got to start at the beginning. Well, you fail to mention the beginning's like fucking 2012. So not only do I have absolutely nothing to relate to these women with.
And they the all have, resolution is so bad.
They all have kids. Yeah, first you can't see anything. It's like a fucking 10 by 10 square. They all have kids. I don't have kids. They're all married. I'm not married. They're all rich as fuck. And it's in 2012. I'm like, I just can't relate to anything. But the newer seasons, like the new New York, I could relate a little bit. Like, yeah, they were a bit younger.
It's funny. You can almost relate to the old New York ladies more as they're old and single.
That's what, see,
like then when they're young and have kids.
See, maybe I got to watch backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Then we hear Ariana talk about her financial struggles. And it's just kind of proving to me that like they never should have bought their house.
No.
I even remember thinking that when they were buying the house, yeah, and they were like doing good.
I had
like
a gut feeling it was bad rush too.
They lived in that shitty apartment, but just like get a better apartment.
Get a better apartment. That's a lot less than, what is it, $2 million house?
Yeah, it was when about they bought $2 million. It? And then like genuine question, like where did all of Ariana's money go? Like she has a house, she has a car, and she put money into something about her, but to only have $2,000 left? And I know you've got agents and managers, blah, 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 but it's like, I don't know.
That's what I was saying about Sheena running out of cash during COVID.
You did say that. You did say that.
I'm like, she had no money?
Yeah.
Like, they are not managing their cash well. But I will say, if that is the case, like, I always thought the house thing, it's fine if Ariana... I approve her process right now.
I'm understanding the house more and more with each episode of this I watch.
Yeah. Like Ariana, the house, I get it. She's dotting her I's and crossing her T's. It can be tempting to just move on and let him buy her out. But she shouldn't be in any way penalized in her life or lifestyle from Tom's decisions. And I think that's what she's taking all this time to do, is to make sure she doesn't get dinked in any fashion from what he's done and just moving on.
I agree.
So good for her.
I agree. Why should she have to uproot her entire life?
No.
She didn't do anything.
Mm-mm.
Lala is accusing of Ariana being heated during their conversation, and I feel like she couldn't have been more chill. I also forgot to mention this earlier, but when like they did a flashback early in the episode when Ariana's like, I don't get mad, and then they flash back to like three times when
three
she got
times
mad.
I wrote that down too,
and those were probably the only three times in the whole series that she's ever raised her voice. Like they tried to do something there.
They did, and each one was valid in my opinion.
Yes. If you did a flashback of every time Lala got mad, we'd be still watching it from last night.
We would still be in front of the television.
I loved Katie kind of putting Lala in her place.
Ooh, wee girl. I do not want to be across activated Katie.
No.
Oh my God.
People kind of always let Lala, and I like Lala. You like Lala. Like Lala, but people just kind of let her do whatever the fuck she wants. She's always yelling. She's always putting her finger in your face. Mm-hmm. And the second that Katie like kind of mocks her for it, that was it. And like, I don't think Lala was prepared to like have someone talk back to her.
I think she met her match.
Katie going, say it, bitch. Say it with all your chest. I was like, fuck yes. Like Lala kind of does need to be checked a little bit.
Katie was unfazed. It was remarkable. She just delivered very calmly such blows with her words.
Well, and in the trailer too of this whole season, we hear Lala saying like Ariana has become God. But I feel like Lala has been acting like God every single season that she's pretty much been on this show, like, or at least post Randall breakup, of like, you should do this, you shouldn't do that, this person shouldn't hang out with this, like, blah blah blah, this person's doing this wrong. Like she always has her fucking
question.
Yes.
When Lala says, when she gets activated, Lala says something about applying Ariana's situation to her situation. That's what really set her off. And she said, in reality, no one is gonna like what she has to say if she compares the situations. What does she mean by that?
Well, she actually does say it. So I think she says, like, no one's gonna like what I have to say. And then Katie was like, say it. And I think she says, my situation is worse. I understand what Lala was saying by her situation was worse than Ariana and Tom's, because they do have a child involved. But I think the difference is, as a viewer, like, we saw it coming.
Yeah.
So although Lala's situation is now worse, Ariana's situation was more shocking.
Yeah.
Yes, Lala's going to have to deal with Randall for the rest of her life, and Ariana won't. That's what makes Lala's quote worse, in my opinion. But that doesn't mean that what happened wasn't so fucked up and shocking to Ariana.
And that's what Katie was like, now we're getting into like, it always has to be worse. You have to have the worst situation. Yep. You have to have the whole thing, which she's not wrong.
And then in relation to that, she's basically trying to tell Ariana like, I don't want you to live with this resentment. You know, I did this. I don't want you to do it. But the difference is with Lala, it's been years. Okay. So Lala's gotten to this point of like, I'm done with resenting. I'm moving on, whatever. I will say it again. I will say it louder for the people in the back. It has been months for Ariana, months. And this is something she needs to learn on her own. She's not just going to look at Lala and be like, you know what? You're right. Like, I don't want to resent Tom anymore. Yeah. It's like Lala says, it's like drinking the poison and expecting the other person to die or something like that. But which I
actually liked that quote,
which I agree with. But Ariana is going to need to learn that on her own. And people are not giving her any grace. Lala, you had years. And do we remember that there was an entire season where Lala was like, I don't fuck with Tom Schwartz. He played pickleball with Randall. I hate Randall. No one should talk to Randall. It's like, does she have amnesia?
Mm-hmm. And the fact that she purposely kept so much of her relationship with Randall so private. And this could not be more public if it wanted to be.
As shitty as this sounds, it's just the truth. No one really cared when Lala and Randall broke up.
Because we knew it was coming. And she didn't. And I think she actually didn't. Well, no. She says towards the end, she wanted out.
I think what happened was, is she, and she kind of says something like this on the after show, knew he was not a great guy. And on the after show, Lala says, you know, I see where Brittany's coming from with Jax. You know, me and Randall, we had a podcast together. We had these businesses, blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't until I couldn't ignore it anymore.
Yeah.
That I had to divorce him. And I think couldn't ignore it anymore is there was photos of him Nashville. Cheating on her.
Yeah.
So if I think those photos didn't come out, do I think they'd still be together? Yes.
Wow.
I do.
But there'd be other photos. It was a matter of time.
Right, right. I mean, he sucks.
He's sloppy.
I just think people didn't care as much because, yes, the relationships with Lala and Randall started in a weird way. She kept him hidden. Like, he was always sketchy. So then when he did a sketchy thing, no one was really surprised.
Yeah.
But with Tom and Ariana, it was so fucking shocking. And that's why it has been blown out of proportion.
With Randall, we get no side of the story from Randall. Like, it was just a very different situation, right, especially for TV.
Both things can exist. They both can have come out of shitty relationships. It's not, again, yes, it's not a competition. It's not a competition who's more hurt, Ariana or Sheena. It's not a competition, Lala or Ariana. Like, why are they both, really, now that I'm saying it out loud, it's Lala and Sheena are trying to compete with Ariana because they're probably jealous of her.
Well, clips of like things to come, it makes it seem that way.
Yeah.
With her quote of saying, you know, I've never seen someone become God because they were cheated on.
Yeah. Allie should have just stopped that conversation right there. And she kind of did. But she should have been like, you know what, Lala, you're acting this way because you're a Leo rising. And in your chart, blah, blah, blah. And she kind of does say something
Pluto's
like that.
Pluto's in the first house. Pluto's in the first house.
Yeah. She had, mayday, mayday, mayday. Pluto's in the first house. Girls, get out of here. Lala's about to burst. I'd love to hear Allie raise her voice. I wonder what that sounds like.
I would. Oh,
can you
God.
Do an impression, please?
James. But give me like something. What am I mad at him about?
Graham shit in the living room, James.
James, you can't just bring in your ex's dog and have him shit in the living room. That's really messed up, James. Oh, you can't just do that.
That's exactly
something
what she would
like
say.
That. Yeah.
Is Allie in the room with us now?
Zips my skin suit.
It's
turns
me.
Turns into Allie.
And I know you're a Gemini.
The final quote from Allie was so freaking cute. With, we can all get along if we just learn each other's birth charts.
Yeah, she is a sweet soul. I like Allie.
Sweet,
I think
sweet,
she's been a good addition to the show.
Yeah.
One overall thought I have is that people online think that we, the audience, are being gaslit into being pro-Tom and anti-Ariana by the way that this show is kind of being edited. How do you feel about that?
I think they can try. It's still not going to work.
My question that I would like to pose for the question of the week, which I am fucking honored and elated that people are really commenting on the question of the week, because that's what I wanted. Like, I want a discussion. I want to hear what people think. You guys have been fucking killing it. As a reminder, our Instagram handle is girls_unscriptedpod, and we pose one question a week so we can get the conversation going. I think the question this week, because I am genuinely curious what people would say, whose situation is worse, Lala and Randall's or Ariana and Tom's?
Posing it for me?
No, because we already talked about it. I just think, oh, I'm basically just asking for your validation that I can do that is the question of the week.
Absolutely.
Anything that is posted goes through Carolyn first. That's not a joke.
Not a true.
I know you came prepared with an ASMR.
I did have an ASMR because every week we like scramble for one.
What do we need to do to get ready?
We need to lay back.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, there you go.
We need to lay back and relax. Grab a weighted blanket. Wrap it around your body. And listen to some sweet, sweet ASMR from Vanderpump Rules. You can fuck my girlfriend, but you can't eat my fucking candy corn.
Who is that from?
Tom Sandoval to Jax.
Wow. Which girlfriend was he talking about?
I think Kristen. I think it's like
an old one. Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. But candy corn.
I am excited to see Tom and Jax on screen together again. I am.
No, me too. Jax is good TV.
And I'm excited.
Frustrating, but good TV.
Yeah, I'm excited for the Valley now after watching the after show. If you guys don't watch the Vanderpump after shows, not to like sell myself, but I do. I'm going to recap them on TikTok, but this one was actually a pretty good one.
It was a crossover. They introduced the Valley.
If you're planning to watch the Valley, I would recommend watching the Vanderpump After Show this week because it does kind of give you an introduction of who everyone is.
So yeah, it was interesting. And Brittany's boobs are out of this world.
Oh, they are.
They are badonkadonks, but on the chest. We're going to cut that out.
I watched the regret on your face as you were saying that. But on the, we're going to cut that out.
Anyway, where were we? Saying goodbye.
I was just about to do what you do really well and I don't do well. So I'm taking notes from you. It's to tell everyone to like, rate, and subscribe this podcast.
Yes. And sharing is very helpful. Tell your friends.
Some would call sharing caring. We are on episode 7. And although we know so many of you are listening, we're seeing all your positive feedback and it's literally so nice I could cry, but we're trying to get more people to listen
even more. Let's make it a movement
because we're doing this for free, which we love and we're happy to do it, but like wouldn't it be cool if we had like a real sponsor? What would be your dream sponsor?
Ooh, for us?
Yeah.
Oh god,
I've never thought about this either. Let me think.
I mean, this might be too on the nose, but maybe like an alcohol brand.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
We do drink
every episode.
Yeah,
alcohol would be good.
Like, what's the cool new Babe Rosé? Remember when Babe Rosé was, like, on everyone's stuff? Like, what's the cool thing?
What about Tom's Good Love and Whiskey? You know the Toms have a whiskey?
I didn't know that.
Not many people do. Let me think. My dream sponsor.
I'm selfishly just thinking of the shit I want.
That's what I mean.
Apparel brand would be great.
I would love, like, Urban Outfitters and for them to just send us.
Yeah, that's more realistic.
Okay, I would love, like, a company, like, a clothing, like, Free People or Urban Outfitters, and they send us clothes to wear every
week. Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice.
That would be
But we don't have really to stop nice. There. We could do MAC Cosmetics or Ulta.
Yeah, and we can wear use all the those. Makeup.
We can do
I'd
it
I'd wear
all.
A wig if there's a wig company that wants to send something.
I'd wear costumes. I'd come dressed as Shrek. If you gave it to me, is all we're saying.
That's all we're saying. And as always, we love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. For real. Like, we actually probably would do this if there wasn't people. Because this is really just for us.
This is really fun.
But having viewers makes it a little bit easier.
So thank you so much. And we'll see you next week.
And let us know what you thought about the Gabbity Gib. Gibbity Gab.
Oh, God. I'm
this
nervous.
Week. Yeah. Or the accents.
Or whatever you want.
Actually, maybe don't let us know what you think about the accents. I think we know already. But yeah, thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.